Joint Publication 4-02, Health Services Support. Copyright NavyBMR.com. Chapter 2. 1. What office coordinates HSS and FHP capabilities for the Joint Force under the leadership and guidance of the JFS? Joint Force Surgeon. 2. How many levels of identification for CBRN hazards are there? 4. 3. Presumptive, field confirmatory, theater validation, along with what else, make up the different CBRN hazard levels. Definitive. 4. The JFS, in conjunction with the Joint Force Staff Judge Advocate and CCMD JFS, will develop Joint Force policies and procedures for detainee medical care to include medical screenings of detainees at least how often? Monthly. 5. What personnel will not participate in the process of restraining detainees? Healthcare. 6. Who facilitates the JFS's staff actions that support the JFC? Deputy JFS. 7. What section is the focal point for all medical operational matters within the JFS's office? Plans and operations. 8. How often will the patient movement officer advise the JFS of specialty bed availability throughout the JOA, as well as capabilities and limitations of supporting patient movement resources? Daily. 9. The Joint Blood Program Office should coordinate, monitor, and ensure component blood programs, blood product requirements, and capabilities within the JOA are managed and maintained in accordance with what guidelines and requirements? FDA. 10. What has the primary function of assisting the JFS and component surgeons with establishing policies and procedures to deliver a healthy and fit force, prevent casualties, and maintain the health of the joint force while deployed? Force health protection. 11. The FHP officer should develop population-based OEH exposure data summaries for archival in the DOEHRS data portal per what instruction? DODI 6490.3. 12. Who have the primary functions of monitoring, coordinating, advising, synchronizing, and facilitating multinational medical contributions? Medical liaison officers. 13. Where is the JFS office daily operation cycle normally maintained? JMOC, Juliet Mike Oscar Charlie. 14. What provides the JFS's staff with a daily schedule of events necessary to support the Joint Force mission? Battle rhythm. 15. What provides Joint Force theater patient movement requirements capability? JPMRC. 16. Who may direct the establishment of an AJBPO to provide regional blood management in theater? CCMD surgeon. 17. Who evaluates in-theater emergency blood collecting activities? AJBPO, Alpha Juliet Bravo Papa Oscar. 18. What is responsible for determining the medical sustainment requirements? JMOC. 19. What provides a form for medical planners to validate, coordinate, and synchronize issues identified through the Logistic Coordination Board of the Standing Joint Force HQ or the Joint Force Joint Planning Group and from other Joint Force boards and centers as appropriate? JMWG, Juliet Mike Whiskey Golf. 20. What is the Joint Force's planning organization? Joint Planning Group. 21. What is an ad hoc organization to assist in the coordination of activities of engaged military forces and other USG departments and agencies, NGOs, and IGOs? Civil Military Operations Center. 22. What is often established to provide a minimum capability for C2 during the buildup of the joint force and to conduct a military assessment of the situation and obtain, develop, and communicate critical information to assist the CCDR and commander? HAST, Hotel Alpha Sierra Tango. 23. What allows for medical infrastructure support services that sustain forward deployment medical forces to transfer products and ideas as they are required in the JOA? Reachback. That concludes this topic. Thank you for listening. Test your knowledge online at NavyBMR.com.